You're on The Burt Show.
So I don't know about you guys, but it is always shocking and yet not shocking anymore when I go online and I see that there's been another school shooting in our country, right? It's always initially sad, and then my other knee-jerk reaction is like, here we go again. Here we're going to have the same debates that we have all the time. So, you know, Kristen and I kind of collaborate with Tommy every day. I'm putting the Burt Show schedule together. And as I was thinking, is this something we want to talk about? Is this something we should pass on? Are people listening to morning shows just because they want some laughs? That's never really been our platform, is that when we're bugged about stuff, we will veer off of format and we talk about how we're feeling about things that are going on in the country. And I kind of thought that if we, at least I felt for myself, that if I give up the energy on talking about this, then what can possibly get done?
Mm-hmm.
If we stop talking about it because, oh, here we go again. Well, it was only three children. Really? That was my thought yesterday. Well, it was only three children. That's where we are in the United States now. So I hit up Kristen, I hit up Tommy, and I'm like, you guys, we got to talk about this tomorrow. And we're talking about the shooting that happened outside of Nashville yesterday. 28-year-old woman who identifies as him, he and him, uses those pronouns. Walked into a Christian elementary school.
Well, didn't what? Shot the door down.
Shot a locked door on the side of the school down, and then went in with two assault rifles and a couple of handguns also, or maybe just one handgun, I don't know. And then started shooting. And at the end of the day, 3 9-year-olds were killed. Let me repeat that. 3 9-year-olds were killed, and 3 administrators also in their 60s were killed as well. The police did an amazing job getting there within like 15 minutes and stopping this, and ended up killing the shooter.
Because the shooter was shooting at police from the second floor.
Don't know a lot about him yet. We just know that he went to this school. But outside of that, like personality profiles, we don't know anything about it. And I don't even know that it's necessary.
They're still investigating. There's a manifesto. The shooter had a very detailed map of the school. Like, this was very thought out and planned.
I don't know how you guys are feeling about it, but it's the same feeling for me time and time again. First of all, you know what? Here's the truth of the matter in this country. I mean, this is a small little school outside of Nashville. Our kids aren't safe in schools. Our kids aren't safe in schools. When you hand your kids over to the school now, are you really 100% sure that your kids are safe? And the answer is no. And that is the bottom line for all of this. And the frustration that I feel, that I'm sure you guys are feeling also, no matter where you stand politically, is how can we get this to stop like tomorrow? And my helplessness and my hopelessness come from having no answers. Yesterday, I started calling around trying to get some representatives on, not to talk about the political side of this. I don't want to talk about red and blue. What I want to talk about is, if you see things going on in the news, right, what can you do as a citizen that will really get the attention of representatives to make true change? And I've heard the same damn thing over and over again. Hey, call your congressman, write an email. But I want to know the process that when an office gets an email or they get a call, what do they do with it? How do they determine which ones are serious, which ones aren't? Because the system that we're using now, there's just, you know what? It all depends on who you vote for. Make your voice heard. It's not working.
And what's sad to me, and there's so many things to be sad about, like, we're doing this now, we're talking about this now, because we're waiting for kids to be in school so we can talk about something that's happening to them while they are in school. Because this is an adult conversation, and these are adult things that are happening to our precious, precious children. I have been enraged with every single school shooting and looking at the pictures and the 3 victims, their families, their siblings, those children walking hand in hand outside of that school, looking terrified. That little girl looking out the school bus window, crying and screaming in terror. This is unacceptable. And I know we keep saying that. And so I was so upset, and I did it, not thinking anything was going to come of it, because what's a tweet going to do? You know what I mean? But that was the fastest, easiest way I thought I could get the attention of my congressmen and my senators. So I tweet at my specific senators, and then somebody hits me up and it says, that's not going to do any good. You need to tweet at the Republicans, or you need to tweet at these people who are passing, you know, making gun laws easier. So then I tweet at them, and then I get like Democrats in my side. It's like, well, they should have done something when they had control of the House, and that's not going to. And it's like, so what are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to scream at? Who are we supposed to yell at? Who are we supposed to cry at? And as a mom now, and fearing for our educators, fearing for our children, there was a woman talking on the news holding a child with a passy. He is 3, and he wasn't in the school, but he was near the premises at the preschool, and they put those preschoolers on lockdown. And she's like, how am I supposed to explain to my 3-year-old why he was on lockdown today? This is beyond asinine that our country is living like this and our children are being subjected to this trauma and terror. Those families are forever changed. They're not going to be able to kiss those sweet babies goodnight. They're not going to be able to get them up for another school day. And then on top of that, every single child that was in that school that had to get evacuated, that is trauma that lasts forever.
Here's what I couldn't do yesterday, because I have an 8-year-old. I'm just going to call her my stepdaughter because she will be here eventually. But living in my house, 8-year-old Eliza is living in my house. And while I was watching everything go down yesterday, I tried to put myself in the place of a parent that dropped their kid off at school, or the school bus picks your kid up. Tiffany takes her daughter to school every day. And then there's assumed safety. And then getting a call and finding out Eliza isn't with us anymore, going into her room, looking at pictures that she's not around anymore. And I couldn't do it, because as a parent, you absolutely cannot allow yourself to go in a place like that, because it's impossible. It is unthinkable. So I had to shake my head and say, like, well, it'll never happen here. It'll never happen in Buford. It'll never happen there. It can happen anywhere. And as any parent that is dropping their kids off at a school now, you have to have that somewhere in the back of your mind.
Yeah, my first thought was complete anger. I mean, that was really how I felt, just genuinely angry at how often this keeps happening, and the fact that you can't, like you said, you can't even drop your kids off to school and feel like they're safe, a Christian school at that, just any place. Where are you safe? The terror, I can't imagine it from the kids, from the parents. And, you know, it's getting so bad now that sometimes when these things happen, my first instinct is I don't even want to know the details, because I can't stomach it. Like, my mind and my heart can't even process this level of evil and hate. I can't even understand it. But I knew we were going to talk about it. And so I did some digging and I looked at the pictures, and I don't know how your heart just doesn't just completely shatter. And, you know, I don't know what the answers are. I won't pretend to. I just really, really hope that the people who are in position to help and to do something can just find a way to put their own children's faces on the faces of these children. And I don't see at that point how you don't literally do everything in your power to do something to where no parent has to go through this anymore. No child has to lose their life so young anymore. I mean, something just has to be done, and everybody has to come together and realize that this is literally a situation where every single human being, just being human, is enough. You should be doing all you can to put a stop to this so that our educators and our children can have better, because they deserve better.
Yeah, Lives Robbed is a nonprofit that was formed by the relatives of the Uvalde victims. That was the other recent school shooting. And they tweeted, "We are tired. We know that for the families of the victims at Covenant, this hell is just beginning. We are with you. This is why we fight for change." And this mom that I saw on the news, and she just basically like hijacked. They were setting up for a press conference, and she came in and she just spilled her guts, asking all the news people were there, just setting up, right? They hadn't even started recording. And she was like, "Aren't you tired of this?
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with.
It turned out that the shooter was not a teenager. They found out later she was older than that. The governor of Tennessee got lit up on Twitter yesterday because it was the same old standard tweet, right? I am closely monitoring the tragic situation at Covenant, blah, 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 assisting local law enforcement and first responders at the scene, blah, 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 something about pray for the kids or pray for the families. And he was just getting lit up. And one father from Tennessee, who I think is probably traditionally conservative, had this answer yesterday.
You know, I was told that when I had a kid, by everyone where I live, I was told this. When you have a kid, man, you'll get more conservative. I promise you that. Well, on day 9 of being a father, I wake up to the news that just up the road in Nashville, there was a school shooting. With that information and knowing which side of the aisle doesn't give a f*** about it, will not even speak of any type of legislation that would halfway prevent this. Matter of fact, as soon as they hear it, their first thing, but right before they do the thoughts and prayers, that's second, right before they do the thoughts and prayers is to mention how important the Second Amendment is. Before thoughts and prayers, before. I'm supposed to look at all that and go, yeah, that's the side that I want to be on now that I have a child. No. If anything, I'm more far left today than I've ever been. And I apologize if I give way more of a about school shootings than I do a drag show at a library. And every single one of you who feels the complete opposite, I'm sorry, but you're a you mean nothing to me. You are scum. I'm not saying that every conservative on earth is scum. I'm talking about the specific ones that look at a school shooting and then still later on that day want to act like cross-dressing is some huge issue when you won't say a word about a kid with a gun, because that goes against your narrative that they help us out. No, I think as a father, I know exactly where the fuck I stand, and this is pathetic. Love to everybody in Nashville.
Cass?
The despair I feel is bottomless, and it has turned into rage and anger. And I'm angry at our representatives. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You're not doing enough. You're sitting on your thumbs, twiddling them, doing nothing. And I've called my reps, and I told them that I will actively campaign against them unless they do something. I don't care. You're done in office. And here's the thing. Thoughts and prayers are important, especially if you're a religious and of faith, and that means something. But it's not enough. So if you have wished thoughts and prayers, call your rep. And I know we say that feels like you're not doing anything, but if everyone's like, that doesn't do anything, and only a handful of calls come in, they're not going to listen. We literally pay their salaries. We put them in office. They work for us. If you employ someone and they don't do the job that they're supposed to be doing, you don't sit there and say, nothing we can do. You fire them. It is time for us to call our reps and tell them what we want, and we want safe schools for our kids. I don't want to send my children to school not knowing if I'm going to see them at the end of the day because somebody wanted to take a payday. And that's what it is. It's about power and money. They don't care about us. They don't care about our children. And we need to put people in office who do.
Yeah, it's not enough for us to throw. Sorry, I'm a little emotional, so I'm having a hard time talking. But I covered the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting back in 2018, and I was sitting next to people who knew siblings at school, and
it's moments like this that just kind of bring me back to that time. And I just don't understand why how something hasn't changed yet. There have been over 900 school shootings since 2018, and it's not enough for us to throw our hands up and do nothing. We got to do something about this.
It's Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.